Welcome to Office Hours After Hours. You are the exclusive members of a very small community.
Hey, everybody. It's Tim Heidecker. Thank you for subscribing to Office Hours Live. We appreciate it. As you can tell, we've been having a very fun time doing this show every week. We've been going strong since the pandemic, and it's been, you know, nice to have something to focus my brain on creatively, since the entertainment industry is fairly dead at the moment. I do love it, and I love the daily text threads between Vic and Doug and Matt and me as we talk about our guests and topics and games and fake commercials and just generally how we're going to make the show better. We've gotten over a bunch of tech hurdles. I think we're sort of, you know, in good shape to do just a good show every week. So we're putting this special Patreon preview episode out for the folks that haven't signed up for Patreon. If you haven't, it's patreon.com/officehourslive. It's $5 a month. And one of the big perks of joining is your access to the After Hours live stream and podcast that we do right after the main show. It's a little looser. It was supposed to be a half hour. It generally tends to go a little more than that, sometimes going up to about an hour. But it's looser. It's more chatty with Doug and Vic. We field a lot more Zoom calls. Sometimes we play some music. And that's the big perk of joining Patreon. But in addition to the After Hours podcast, you'll get additional exclusive podcasts like my Beatles deep dive I did with Eric Natornacola, Please, Please Let It Be, and also the solo years. Vic did a DJ set. Vic's VB going to be a DJ, and he's going to be dropping more of those soon. And also Doug is going to be doing some exclusive music DJ sets of, you know, Doug's got great eclectic taste in music. And you also get my Saturday morning blog, which I've been doing every week. Sit down with my morning coffee before the children rise and write about either that week's show or whatever's going on, whatever in my mind. Often I'll throw in some demos or rare tracks or just, you know, things in my hard drive that that are fun for you guys. And you'll also get early updates and exclusive offers on upcoming projects like my new record, Fear of Death, discounts on merch. We've got some more Office Hours t-shirts that are going to be announced soon. Yeah, and all this is $5 a month. So you can always give us more, but the $5 minimum gets you all that stuff every month. And it's a great group of people. There's always a nice little chat going. Sometimes we'll do Q&As in there. And I love it. I want to keep adding to it and making it sort of my headquarters where we can do all kinds of different shows. And you know, the money goes to, you know, frankly, pay us for Vic and Doug and Matt and me for the time we put into the show and the entertainment we provide you. But it also provides us, you know, it's all these equipment upgrades and making the show work better, paying our engineer, paying people to design art for us, paying our intern, and all kinds of expenses. You know, we try to keep the expenses low, but you know how it is. All right, so here is just a little sneak peek of the After Hours show where Doug blows me and Vic away with a surprise Ozzy Osbourne impression later on in the show. Yeah, really fun, always fun. And whenever we finish the After Hours show, or sometimes Doug says, geez, that After Hours show sometimes better than the main show. What's up with that? But I think you'll enjoy this. So again, consider joining patreon.com/officehourslive.
Welcome to Office Hours After Hours. You are the exclusive members of a very small community. Welcome to Office Hours After Hours. You are the
Welcome to
Welcome to Welcome to office hours.
Are we live?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. Hi, everybody. Hi, Patreon subscribers. Thank you for your undying support over these past, since when did we begin the Patreon? In March?
Welcome to
March 13th. Maybe 12.
March 13th. March, April, May, June, July, August.
What do you think you're contributing to
this? 6 months. One of the most successful Patreons we've ever seen. All right, who else is out there that wants to chat? Ellie? How are you doing, Ellie? Are you homeschooling right now?
No, I'm not. It starts next week.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're doing pretty good. What's going on?
I wanted to talk to you about Art Garfunkel a little bit, if you wanted to.
Nice. Yes. Pull up a chair. Waiter? I'll have another round. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here till 5 p.m. today.
I never miss a concert of his, like, for the past 4 years. I love him, and I love going to concerts. They're great. But you're correct when you're insinuating that he's really serious, and he gets, like, crotchety and grumpy sometimes on stage.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing. There was a situation where he was playing at this casino in this auditorium, and it was really dark. And he liked, like, one spotlight on him. That's what he likes, just like the whole time, like a kind of blue spotlight on him.
Yes, I'm wondering if for the luminance.
I think I'm starting to hate it.
For the luminance, can I have
it.
Some reverb, Wes?
It's been chased away.
I'm going to interrupt. I'll let you get back to the story, but
I like it.
I'm wondering. Hello, Art, we're ready for the sound check. You want to come out here?
Behind all of
hi,
pause.
Great. Yes, the mic levels are. About a 9 out of 10, so I'm very pleased. But I do want to speak with a lighting designer because, where's my reverb? Because, I'm wondering if the luminance from the rear of the theater can be solely directed on me. And I say that with due respect. It is a. There's something sort of misty about the whole thing. Something sort of bordering on the precipice luminescence. And so it's ponderous to me, wondering if the audience is wondering, where's the light coming from? Why is there no ambient light, but clearly a key light, Mike Nichols once said to me on the set of a Catch-22. Something about my hair. It has a beautiful backlight to it. It's almost amber. Thank you. All right, so Ellie, what happened with the spotlight?
It's ground down. I can't find...
Basically. Exactly.
I'm wondering...
Who else did you at whose funeral?
Anyways,
yeah, so... But did you notice him?
Did you notice him
wearing all this eye makeup when you saw him perform?
Yes, I'm gonna get to the eye makeup. So okay. First of all, he's like in this Sonoma Casino in this auditorium, and it's kind of like this. I think it was supposed to be kind of a church stage or something because they had set up like actual seats.
Oh, it's half.
Uh-huh.
And it's this dark room, and he's got one spotlight. And every time somebody gets up to go to the bathroom, light flows like into the room, and he gets like really upset, and he starts like yelling at people every time they get up to him.
Really? And it's an 80-year-old crowd, so it's probably every 2 minutes too. Everybody.
I told you to wear the Depends tonight, Maurice. You gotta piss in your pants. Art singing Bridge Over Troubled Waters. You can't go now.
My darling.
Amazing. And then
what does he say? How does, in what,
something
do you
like
mind? I'm in the middle of a, I'm
like,
in the middle
no,
of a song.
No, he said, he went into a speech about how hard it is to be on stage.
Oh, God.
And,
this is good. I got to see this show. Did his son come up and sing with him when you saw him? Jamesy?
What?
Did his son come up?
And they sing like head to head. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
like,
so the videos are amazing.
His son looks like current day Peter Gabriel. Like,
yeah.
I love it, though. I love him so much. But
I love it, too. Believe me. I think, like, the more irritating and preposterous you are, the better. Not in general, but for him. I mean.
But I also happen to love his singing. Like, I think it is actually good. But he was singing, like, Homeward Bound. He, like, locked eyes with me. I promise. My sister can contest to this. Like, she told me.
I do that all the time when I'm on stage. I look at, I mean, what else are you going to do? Look at people.
But anyways, he had that eyeliner that you were talking about. So when you mentioned that, I was like, yeah, the eyeliner.
It's so, was he wearing just like a baggy t-shirt that looked like he could have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh.
I'm wondering if we should sing another song. It's sort of a, it's a quest to determine if the audience wants to hear one. In other words, we could do an encore. A lot of people often are sort of pondering that. And all right, I don't want to do more.
Tim, I kind of
heard Doug sigh, so I said, all right, I better
get it. I kind of thought about something.
You did.
Art Garfunkel could be the Larry, and Paul Simon could be Moe. Now, if they just teamed up with, like, maybe Billy Corgan or the guy from System of... not System of a Down, but
well, you know what? You could look up
Disturbed. Oh, they could be the Three Stooges of music. Uh-huh. You know,
you could look up his
name.
Latter Day. If you could find a picture of Latter Day, or not Latter Day, but like '70s
Moby?
Sid, '70s
Sid Hurley,
'70s Sid Barrett. That story about him coming to the studio when they were doing "Shine On You Crazy Diamond." Do you know that story?
Uh-huh.
It's really creepy. He just like shows up.
Who he was?
Yeah, he's like head shaved and everything, and he got really heavy, and they're like, "Hello, what are you doing? Who are you?" He's like, "I'm Sid. I'm here to get back to work." I'm like, okay.
Did they let him record at all, or say?
No, I think he just hung out for a little bit and then split. God.
Poor guy.
Well, what can
there's
you
that like movie of his like final trip. I guess you ever see
oh,
that?
Oh no, I've never seen that.
His last.
How can I help someone? Who really wants to get in the Zoom, the chat? Who needs to speak to me badly? I see Miles Johnson here just with the ALF drawing. Does that mean you don't want to speak to me? I love ALF.
He's got an ALF drawing?
I
love ALF.
A friend of the show, and I think one of our best guests, Megan Keister, has a Substack that I paid for. It's like her. It's like basically her journal or her writing.
It's great.
It's great. You get it? You do it too?
I don't pay. I just read. I got to start paying.
Yeah, you got to pay. But her thing on ALF was really funny, how she just goes down in this rabbit hole of reading about the onset tensions on ALF. It's really sounds so grim.
My name is ALF.
You got ALF drops, huh?
Jody. Wow, there we go. I'm
trying. You ever see the video of the poor the dad from ALF, like all his
crack?
Crack. Poor guy.
There's a giant cockroach trying to kill me.
So well, good. In her thing, which you should read, she says one fact that she found particularly depressing was that on the last day of the last shoot, or the last scene, the very last thing of the filming of the show ALF, that guy, Willie Tanner, Willie!
Yeah.
He, when they called cut, he walked off the stage, got his shit, and drove home.
Wow.
Like, just, there was no goodbyes.
The crackhead guy?
It was like, aww. All right, and we are clear. Cut. Thank you, everybody.
We have got to go to a hockey game. Is 8 hours too long?
You know, the...
Elf! That was one of my first impressions when I was, like, in high school. I used to love doing Willie Tanner. Elf! Don't you see? This cat can't be food for you. Elf.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
Elf, please, would you just give me a minute?
Amina, so he's
fully, fully stressed. Fully on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Listen to that keyboard sound.
I love the bass.
Listen to the bass sound. Yeah,
it's awesome.
See, I'm more of a keyboard guy. I'm sure that was done on a keyboard, too.
That sounds like a real bass.
Could be a real bass.
Thundercat laid that
down. I was just going to say that. It's first Thundercat.
That's a beautiful song.
Alf.
There are no words to this.
He's thing. From Memlac.
What is it?
It was
Memlac.
Memlar.
I never got into Alf. Alf was a little bit too...
I used to collect
I could do more.
Alf puppets
more
that you could get at Burger
wait,
King.
Wait, wait. Both you guys are not listening to each other.
Sorry, I just talk over everybody.
He's no, so excited me and Vic, Burger it's so King. Little time to talk. We I both know, had to just talk. Like,
the floor is yours. I'll sit it out. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Doug. What's your greatest Alf memory?
I don't know. I don't have any. I never got into Alf. Sorry.
I have some. There's some pictures of me with Alf sweaters on back in the day. Yeah. I was a huge Alf head.
I think he was like too... too goofy. I like the girl that was a robot.
Small Wonder.
Small Wonder. Uh-huh.
She's a small wonder.
And who's the Mork Punk, from Punky, Mork.
Mork?
Well, we already talked
about it. I was into that.
Yeah. Mork. I was into that when it was on Nick at Night. It was a little before my time.
Mind.
Should we? I think Miles got it fixed, and then it's almost an hour, guys.
Okay.
Does Elf
are you
eat
kidding?
Cats?
Yeah, 51 minutes. You got to watch your cats around
he
Elf.
He ate cats, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Miles, we okay. muted, and then we unmuted.
Miles looks like the dude, Vincent D'Onofrio, from Full Metal Jacket. Like, he's going to blow his... He's on the toilet. He's going to blow his brains out.
Oh,
he's got
man.
The fucking shotgun.
Get the sensor ready.
This is the look.
Can you do the headroom, of course?
Lots of headroom.
Lots of headroom, of course.
Miles, can you do this? Can you do the Kubrick stare? The... you know what I'm talking about?
There it is.
Raise your head a bit.
That's a
though.
Good way to go out.
All right.
The headroom with these guys.
Miles, what's going on, man?
Man.
Just chilling here in Tulsa. What's going on?
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
What's your pictures behind you? What are they? Look like cutouts from the newspaper or something.
Yeah, we got the University of Oklahoma when they won the national championship.
All right.
All right, thanks, Miles.
Cool, take
Miles.
Care, man. Thank you.
Just hey, say hello to Curl. No, say hello to Larry and Mo. No, okay. I mean, please.
Well, no, what do you got? What do you got?
Matt, put me on camera.
Doug has a statement to make. Everybody.
Oh hey, hey Tim. Nothing. I just wanted to say hi.
I stand normally.
There it is.
Hey Doug.
Oops. Oh shit.
Oh no.
Can't touch these things.
We lost my camera.
These things got to be handled with like NASA equipment. You touch them.
Did we lose him?
How about fixing my spaceship?
What about Jerry, Julian, Derry?
Have anything?
Julian.
Julian Donkey Boy?
By the way, I have to tell you something.
Here we go.
I'm getting hot in here now.
See? I saw a movie I should have seen a long time ago.
Beach Bum?
No. I'm not seeing that movie.
The Burbs?
No, the squid and the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Noah Baumbach.
I've never seen that.
Dude.
Should I watch?
It's good, so yeah. good. It's and you good. Know, and...
I'm going to write it down
right now. Jeff Daniels. I mean, he's got to be one of my favorite actors. His performance in that movie is so good. He's such a jerk. Right, Matt?
Oh, what a bastard.
Yeah. we loved it. I thought it was really much better than I thought it was going to be.
Young Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, must great. Have been one of his first parts.
Totally.
And then the kid that's in that is Owen Klein, who I know. He's Kevin Klein's son, the little one.
Oh, okay.
And
he's didn't know that.
A friend of ours. Yeah, but oh my God, and Laura Linney's great in it too. But Jeff Daniels, I'm like, that's the actor I want to be. I want to be in those. I want to play those kind of parts and. Have that beard, wear his wardrobe is great. He's so funny in it. Vic. I want to be Jeff Daniels.
He really rips it. What's that show he's on where he's like a...
news anchor?
The news one.
Wait, Daniels?
The newsroom.
Am I thinking of the same guy?
I never saw
him. He was like
he's
the news
dude. He's the dude. But
he's
I don't
also
know.
In Terms of Endearment.
No, he's not the dude. That's Jeff. That's Jeff Bridges.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's Jeff Daniels?
Jeff Daniels is Dumb and Dumber, not
Dumb and Dumber.
The other one.
Sorry.
But he's like also a like serious actor.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Jeff Bridges, but I prefer Jeff Tunnels. all right, let's end on a Tim.
Oh, I already unmuted Zachary.
Fine, then we will end on a Tim after Zachary.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Tim.
Zachary or Zach.
Uh-oh, I know what's going to happen here. This guy's got a Black Sabbath shirt on.
Oh,
you're gonna
man.
You're going to ream my ass?
No.
Oh.
I know. Where
no. Oh, you don't? I thought it was
black. What's it say?
It says Black Lives Matter.
Oh, shit.
But I did buy it from them.
It does look like
from Black Sabbath?
Yeah. They're selling them and the proceeds are going towards Black Lives Matter.
I picked them because I thought it was Black Sabbath and I wanted
you know
to
what,
get Tim's
You know
goat.
What we should do gotcha. Is we should make a shirt that looks like you know, Black Sabbath, but it says Black Lives Matter.
You kind of look like Ozzy.
And we'll keep the money, but we'll say it's going to Black Lives Matter. All in favour?
Aye.
All in favour?
Aye.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Geezer from Black Sabbath. I've got on the Zoom Ozzy and the other guys. thanks for jumping on. Yeah, how's everyone doing?
I have a good time today.
Yeah, great to see you, Ozzy. You're looking great. How's Sharon doing, eh?
She's going quite okay.
Yeah, great. Well, listen, have you seen the news with the Black Lives Matter? Well, here's what I say. We do a shirt that looks like Black Sabbath, yeah? But it says Black Lives Matter. And then we say we're selling it on the shop and we're giving the money away, but we'll keep the money, eh? All in favour? Oh, motion passed.
Okay, Sharon's waiting for me.
All right, great to see you, Ozzy. All the best to Sharon and the children.
Cheers.
Jack and all the rest. Jack and...
what's the other one?
I don't know about that.
The singer.
Kelly.
Kelly, that's it.
Tell Kelly I've always loved her.
You remember me?
All right. That was very entertaining to me. Hopefully it was for the audience. Vic, you sat that one out.
I know. That was a Doug and Tim special. I don't do voices.
Well, you had the one sound effect. I know. That setup.
Trying to get something else going.
Doug, I loved your Ozzy. That's my favorite.
That was kind of good.
That's a good idea.
He stutters.
I'll have to ask Sharon, you know. I thought they got divorced or something.
Oh, they totally did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, she caught him cheating again, I guess.
Is this Tim?
Thinking pregnant at another woman.
Sorry, what did you want to say, buddy?
Ooh, I need the Ozzy scoop.
The black?
Yeah.
The black
Zach Sabbath.
Wait, a new Osborne will be born soon?
I think it could be making that up.
Baby Osborne.
Did you have something for me, friend?
You know, I just wanted to go down. Do you want to reminisce with me for 1 second?
No. Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes, Horizons, the Jan and Wayne calendar.
1996?
1991. Matched up with last year. But, you know, when I got this on the Awesome Tour, I had the pleasure of one of many times meeting you. And you guys, all three of you, Eric, you, and John, were just so sweet with everybody. And I thought it was super cool as a young kid. You know, I think we saw you in Portland, and then we thought it was so good. We drove down to Eugene the next night.
Oh, wow. That's going back quite a bit if we're in Eugene.
John, which John?
John C.
John C. Chauncey. Steve Rule there.
Well, listen, thank you. And, you know, it sounds like you were probably respectful of us, because if you're respectful of us, we are usually respectful of you. Some people
can
be
you.
Annoying. But
so.
Well, thanks, Zach.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All the best. Let's end with a Tim. We have, is this Tim Dillon? He looks like that Tim Dillon.
Who cares?
Hi, Tim.
No.
Tim?
Are you talking to me? Is this Tim?
Yes.
Tim. Oh, he kind of does look like Tim Dillon.
He looks like Jack Black a little bit, too.
Uh-huh. I don't know who that is, so I'm kind of nervous. Is he a bad voice?
We're not really, we don't have a strong opinion on Tim Dillon yet. I don't know enough about him.
Okay. Just kind of made me nervous because I don't know who that is. This might be kind of out of nowhere. I just joined in, so I don't know what you guys have been talking about really much today, and I might be a couple weeks old, but a couple weeks ago, Vic was saying he was going to talk about Adam Carolla, and I was very curious about that because I used to be a fan of Loveline and Adam Carolla in general, and I wondered if you all had like people who you thought was funny and then either they changed or you changed and you just don't think they're funny anymore, like at all. And then, I don't know, just curious.
Hold on a second.
Gervais would be a good one to talk about.
I mean, I love Gervais. Like The Office, the original Office is one of my favorite things ever.
And Extras.
And I like Extras a lot too. Yeah, but... I think once he left Stephen Merchant, he kind of, I don't know, is missing the heart or something there, and he's got so self-obsessed, you know, but...
Well, there's a lot... I think there are way more similarities between Ricky Gervais and David Brent than we might have originally...
He's kind of become David Brent in the real world in a way.
Or that's just who he always was.
Yeah.
Or did you guys change? Like, did your sensibility change?
Well, I always think about this example. I mean, I've thought about this for many years, but like when I was a kid...
I thought Garfield was really fucking funny. You know, like the comic strip Garfield, I would get the galleries. You know, remember the galleries, Doug? The books of Garfield?
Yeah. I was more of a Far Side guy.
Okay, but well, Far Side's.
I mean, I used to watch the
I was into all that stuff. But I was
the
thinking.
Movie or the show.
Well, Garfield at some point in my life became something I wasn't as interested in. And then really lost track of what was going on with Garfield. And it was like, well, did that comic strip get less funny? Absolutely not. It was probably exactly the same.
Well, I think that's maybe so that's different because that's when you were a kid.
Yeah, but that wasn't made just for kids.
Changing.
That wasn't just made for kids. The Garfield was in the newspaper. That was for adults to be entertained.
Right. I still love Ren and Stimpy, and then they made some sucky.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has their dips.
I love Ren and Stimpy. People hate me. They're like, God, back. I used to love your show, man. And now you suck.
Tim and Eric took a dive. I used to be a big fan.
Everybody says, everything you do, they're always like, but I liked what you did before. Well,
that's what they would say to Woody Allen is, I liked your early funny movies.
Yeah, I liked your early funny movies.
Yeah, he made a whole movie about that.
You do.
Which movie was that?
That was
Stardust Memories?
No. Oh, maybe it was Stardust Memories, yeah.
That's where he goes to the film festival.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it was because Adam Carolla's gotten less funny and more like right wingy. So he's just my example because I used to like his stuff more.
Yeah, I remember liking Dennis Miller on SNL, but now
right. He really changed. He really. Yeah.
And they're good friends.
I was like into Adam Camry.
Who's that? Camry, Corolla.
I get it.
Honda. Good stuff, Doug. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean.
I never see the purple side of my planet again.
Speaking of Woody Allen, I mean, I was a huge, when in high school and college, I really was, especially in high school, I was very into Woody Allen and really loved his movies. And I was so excited when a new Woody Allen movie would come out. I would say I've grown less and less tolerant of his movies, and even looking back on them, like, I don't know. I mean, Stardust Memories and Broadway Danny Rose are so fucking good.
Oh my God, yeah.
But there's something, you know, the whole sort of cloud around him and the way he's treated it, it just, it makes it a little hard to look back and watch his movies in the same way.
Yeah, very sad. I get that for sure. I don't really know Woody Allen's movies that well, but hardly at all. But I feel like I couldn't even watch them now without just only thinking of it, all the dark shit. So I couldn't even
Broadway Danny Rose. I would recommend that Broadway Danny Rose though. He's just really such a beautiful movie. And he's not dating anyone that's, you know, nine years old or anything. You know, it's terrible. You can watch on Amazon the thing he did for Amazon. That was like a series. Anyways.
And there was a documentary of him and what's his wife, his child bride.
The young.
That's good too. From 96 or so.
Wild Man Blues.
And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you see what that guy's really like. Mm-hmm. It was a total nut.
And he's basically who he is in his movies. I mean, he's just like,
I can't be traveling. There's no way I can do it. It's just like completely impossible, you know? It's just like, you know, I need like a massage or something because my fucking head is, Jesus, you know, all I want to do is play jazz, you know, it's unbelievable.
I just want to play jazz.
I just, you know, the funny thing is watching him play that he's blowing so hard.
Yeah, that, every Monday night, that's what he does.
Well, the guitar player, that heavy guy in the band, he just died.
Oh, shit. Guess that's done.
That's the end of our show. Thank you for watching Office Hours, After Hours, your continued support. Matt, we have some new merch coming. Is that announced yet? No.
Soon, next week, hopefully.
Well, we got a nice new shirt that you're going to be very pleased with. It's very clever.
Limited edition.
A limited edition.
Be wild.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week with more show. And I wanted to deeply apologize for our show today.
Thank you.
Sorry for all the Woody Allen.
From the bottom of my heart.
They're all canceled.
Goodbye.
Can you hear me now?
Do you all really believe this?
No one gives a fuck. Nobody.
Hi, folks. Thanks for joining us.
I am woman, hear me roar. Is that it?
My wife is breaking my morals. Oh, yeah.
Lizard people.
Mummy, mummy.
One, two, three. Because I'm a mama's boy.
It's a snip, snip.
One, two, three. Goodbye! Cool. 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 Yeah! 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 Hollywood!
Your lies. Just go ahead now.
Chickadee China, the Chinese
we
chicken.
We gotta hold on.
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. Yeah.
Whoa!
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass P-word. Spit in my mouth.